it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Things are much harder in the afterworld. This life, you're on your own. Bum, bum. Bum, bum. Bum, go crazy.
Bam, 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 bam. All right, Jeffrey, press the button. I'm going to open these phone lines up. Going to get a little busy later. It's a simple question. How does Washington beat the Bears, Brian? I have some thoughts, but I'm curious yours to start with. If you look at the Bears right now, coming off a bye, there are folks that will tell you how well Ben Johnson's Lions offense has performed after bye weeks.
Okay.
You know, that's a real thing. He was calling the plays. Is he necessarily handling all of the bye week preparations as OC? I don't know. Offensively, Chicago comes into this thing 17th in yards gained, 11th in points scored. They're not running the ball particularly well. They're averaging 3.8 a carry, 24th in yards gained in the run. They're passing the ball a lot better, 13th in attempts, 14th in yards. Caleb's only thrown two picks through four games. Mm-hmm. Remember, they've had a bye, so their numbers are going to look a little different. That's one of the problems early in the year is when you compare teams that have had different amounts of games. Defensively, Chicago has some trouble. They're 28th in points allowed, 27th in yards allowed, so those numbers are pretty consistent. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you see a delta in those numbers, and it's largely because of field position or turnovers or something. But if you're 27th in yards allowed and 28th in points allowed, that to me just points to a subpar defense. Yeah. They've been quite bad against the run, 31st in the NFL in rush yards allowed. They're allowing 6.1 yards carry. Mm-hmm. They've given up 32 first downs on the ground.
Yep.
You know, you keep going and try to dig into the numbers a little bit better. They've been pretty good against the pass. They're 17th in pass yards allowed, but this is one of these areas where I think there's a discrepancy.
Could that be that people just run the ball on them because they don't have to throw it?
Yes, because they are 7th in passes attempted against.
Yeah.
So people just aren't throwing all that often because they're running the hell out of the football. They've given up 10 passing touchdowns in four games.
Wow.
That's significant. You go and look at third down numbers. Their defense has been stingy on third down. Their offense has been pretty good at picking up first downs on third down. Red zone, they are not great defensively in the red zone. They've given up 11 touchdowns on 17 red zone visits. Offensively, they've been pretty darn good. 7 touchdowns on 11 visits. That's just kind of an outline of the numbers. Mm-hmm. People are aware of Caleb Williams. He's played pretty well, man, completing 63% of his passes, 8 touchdowns against just 2 picks. Caleb's averaging about 230 per game. He has taken 7 sacks. Rome Odunze has been really good for them.
Very good.
He has 5 touchdowns in 4 games, about 300 yards receiving on the season. He's definitely a threat near the end zone. DJ Moore probably a little underwhelming. 173 yards through 4 games, 1 touchdown. Old friend Alameda Zacchaeus is on this roster. DeAndre Swift is kind of their top running back. Mm-hmm. He's averaging 3.3 yards per carry. He's got 187 yards through 4 games with 2 touchdowns.
He can go to distance at any time.
Yeah, he's got real speed. He, you know, is also a bit of a threat to catch balls out of the backfield. 13 catches for 85 yards thus far this season, averaging 6.5 per reception. His yards per touch is still sub 4. There's other people on here, you know.
If his yards per touch is sub 4, he's not having a good year.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
So kind of presenting, you know, a baseline of information on the Bears, what would you say are the keys for Washington to beat the Bears on Monday night?
Continue running the football. I'm going to give you what Washington needs to continue doing. They need to continue running the football effectively. like they've always done. They have to find a way to keep Chicago in their funk running the football right now. If they stop them from running, now they're one-dimensional, and I think Caleb will give you opportunities then. They can't allow big plays, okay? I just think overall, simple thing, win the trenches. If they win the trenches, they'll win the football game. Because if they win the trenches, that means Chicago's still not running the football effectively, and they are running the ball very well. And we've seen what this team does when they're running the football effectively. I believe if you can run it, now you can run play-action passes off of it. You can, anytime you even look like you're handing the ball to the running back, just stick it out there. They're going to slow up it at the safety position. You're going to open up stuff in the passing game. If you stop them from running, now Caleb has to be hero. And when he tries to be hero, it's when he makes mistakes.
Phone number 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. What is your key to this game for Washington to get the dub over the Bears? 800-636-1067. For me, I mentioned Rome Odunze. I think when Washington has struggled, they've struggled with big plays.
Mm-hmm.
You saw totally. It in the two losses. You really saw it against Green Bay. You saw it against Atlanta. Drake London kind of ate their lunch. Kyle Pitts was really good in that game. Odunze is their big play threat. We've seen coverage issues from this team.
Yeah.
I am not entirely convinced that Washington's going to be a great coverage defense. I do think they can get a lot of pressure.
If they get pressure, the coverage will get better.
That's where, like, I think offensively Washington is good enough to move the football. Mm-hmm. They've done that through five games. They've done it in four at a pretty good level. And two of those is with backup quarterback. Mariota's a good player, but it's still a backup quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I think the key to this game is pressure up front.
Yeah.
And that will – Caleb Williams, and every Bears fan on the internet is very happy to tell you this. Caleb Williams has been really good against the blitz this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ben Johnson deserves some credit for working with Caleb on identifying blitzers pre-snap and identifying where to go with the ball.
Mm-hmm.
That helps Caleb in a number of ways because it keeps him from running around backwards like crazy. It's not necessarily on schedule against the blitz. Maybe it is a little off schedule, but there's a big difference between having to roll to your right a hair or buy a little bit of time than what he has done previously.
Yeah.
So when you're good against the blitz, ideally the Washington defense generates pressure without the blitz. And I think that is how you disrupt this Bears offense.
Can they also show something, have a pre-snap read at the snap of the ball, drop out of it?
Sure.
Or show blitz, and all of a sudden, instead of that, well, that corner still comes, or that guy off the slot comes, but a defensive lineman drops out of it in the passing lane. You know, you have different ways of messing with guys. I've seen it happen to Peyton Manning. It damn sure happened to a second-year quarterback. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you saw that yesterday. I mean, at the pass on Monday night, was it Kansas City, where Pat threw a quick pass.
Lloyd.
He never saw Lloyd coming over. You know, so they showed him a blitz thing where he had to throw that ball real quick, but he never saw that backside linebacker coming over to cover that. So if it happens to those type of guys, you got to make him guess, show him stuff, and make him have to make a decision quickly. And that's something that they like to do here in our Washington with Witt. They like to show you some eye candy, and they love to do twists and all those type of things. So if that offensive line is not as good as they thought they were, make them guess. Have some twists. Put them in sandals. Make them have the proper communication.
B. Mitch Finley, phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. The MGM National Harbor listener lines. Curious what you think Washington has to do to beat the Bears. For me, if I have to pick one thing, and not to put it on two people, but Dan Quinn said this week, Kinlaw and Payne are what drive this thing. You need those guys to be great against Chicago. Johnny Newton, I thought, had a great game against against the Chargers. I saw Johnny in the locker room yesterday. I don't know if you saw it, but Brian Baldinger shouted out Johnny Newton on Twitter for the effort and the hustle And, I mean, the tip pass where Sammer still got the pick. Johnny Newton was kind of everywhere in this game. I thought Jordan McGee gave them some really good snaps in this game. And McGee, I talked to him for a minute yesterday. He's like, man, I was so close on a couple things. I just, if I clean this up, I got a TFL. I maybe got a sack. Yeah. Like, that's also his first real playing time at the position. Get Jordan's more comfortable. Mm-hmm. But Newton, I start with Kinlaw and Payne.
I go back to training camp with Newton, and I watched Dan Quinn on the sideline working with him on how to, like, he's very quick. So, you know, he was showing him.
That's his weapon, is that
quickness. He used to be off the ball trying to do stuff. Well, you're off the ball, you're playing to the hands of the offensive lineman. He was teaching him how to get more, like, right on the ball, but kind of sideways. So as soon as he steps, he's across the line of scrimmage. He was teaching him that, and you watch him in the game, he's doing exactly that, and it's being effective for him now.
All right, we're going to open these phones, 800-636-1067. Radio is online, too. Radio, what do you need to see from Washington to beat the Bears?
JP, B. Mitch, what's up, man?
Chilling, bud. How you doing, bud?
Good, man. You kind of took one of the things I was going to say, the big plays, just because, I mean, even in the Chargers game, they got all – we've given up big plays in every game we've played this year. You have to minimize it, but I think it's keeping it very simple. We've got to run the ball and force them to stop the run. If they can stop the run, I trust Jaden to make plays. On the opposite side of it, you've got to put pressure on Caleb Williams and keep him in the pocket. If you look at his numbers, when he gets outside the pocket and scrambles, he's having over a 70% completion rate in the pocket. He's under 60. You've got to keep him there if you can. Then I don't think the game's close, me personally.
All right, bro.
Thanks for the call, Radio. Appreciate you, bud.
Hey, good talking to you, man.
Likewise, buddy. I do think a lot of this is pressuring Caleb.
Yeah.
And just making him uncomfortable because we've seen Caleb has some spaz in there. You know what I mean?
And that's a good way of putting it.
Ben Johnson's got some twerp to him. Credit Danny Ruye. Caleb's got some spaz to him. That doesn't mean he's not a great player and can't make big plays. Like, last year, Washington should have dominated in this game. They just kicked field goals in the red zone, which kills you. Caleb made some plays late in this thing. That's why Chicago got back in the game, why Washington had to hit a Hail Mary late.
Like, when you get them down, you got to keep them down.
You got to limit that stuff. Let's go to our boy Eli. Elijah in D.C., what do you need to see from Washington to beat the Bears?
What's going on, fellas? Thanks for taking my call. What I need to see is stand ahead of the chain. I want to see them. The second play, I do know when Jaden ran, he kind of gave himself up. I know you have to let the defense know this is what we're doing. But I would like him – I would like Cliff to call a game protecting the defense. I don't like the idea of having early three and out, especially when you have capable guys who can get you a solid chunk like a Bill. I think they need to slow things down a bit and make sure that they're able to possess the ball longer, earlier in games, because that protects your defense. And if Caleb has to say, now I have to start chucking half of this field to make up a deficit, and now that's when I think this team can really come alive and really drain you. The Commanders I'm talking about, if they're able to stay on task, not being first and 30, you know, when you're supposed to put the nail in the coffin, don't go first and 30. Make sure you're able to stay ahead of the chains. Make sure you do what you got to do to protect the entire squad. So everybody's got to call thinking about the defense, thinking about the offense. When you out there, call thinking about your guys. And if the defense has proper rest, Kinlaw and Payne can be nasty. I looked at the all-22 of Kinlaw, and man, I was ready to kick something over in my house, man, just to see the tenacity. And if they're able to bring that coupled with that offense, I think this is the start of something special, because the good teams, they all layer like cake. And if you got a good cake, or if you like Shrek, like an onion, if you got good run game, or if you're getting a good return on the kickoff, these are certain layers that come alive during the week. Every week you're not going to knock teams out passing a ball. What other things do you have available? And the teams who have other things available to them throughout the year, I just need you to put this puzzle together by the end of the year. So the running game's coming along. Jaden Daniels is getting his confidence up. Terry, when he comes back, that'll be great. It's just, you just want to add. Certain teams, they're going to stay right where they are. Certain teams are going to get worse. I only want Washington to get better. And if they can do that, I have zero concern.
Thanks for the call, man. Good stuff right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're going to keep these phone lines going, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. What does Washington need to do to beat Chicago? I'll go to Jeffrey. You got one thing you want to see this week?
We just need the defense to stay solid like it was last week. We apply that pressure to Caleb. We didn't see it. When he's pressured, he makes dumb decisions. I have faith in our offense because they, you know, starting to click more. We need the defense to just shut him out. That's it.
Listen, I think defensively they were really good last week. But at the same time, the Chargers helped them a lot, and the Chargers' offensive line was a train wreck. I mean, think about that second and 25 that Washington gave up the conversion, and then kind of, you know, L.A. helped them. They had a penalty on the play. I think it was an illegal formation. It came back. I think the defense is going to have to be sharper. I think they're certainly going to have to be sharper from the jump. L.A. identified something to tell Herbert to run. Ben Johnson's savvy enough to identify similar things.
It was man in that situation right there. And you turn your back on a capable quarterback, he should hurt you.
Yeah, that's a simple look to the outsides of the corner. If you see the corner's back, just take off.
There you go.
And there was nothing underneath to kind of protect. We've seen that with the linebackers kind of running down the field in some of these pass protection situations. We're going to keep the phone lines going. If you're on hold, stay there. I see Jonesy. I see Dom. We're coming to you. When we return, it's B. Mitch and Finley. Phone lines are open. Simple question. What do you need to see? How does Washington beat the Bears? Might have a little Ben Johnson Bears fans, who's the worst conversation, too. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel. Because with FanDuel's Thursday touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you'll win. You'll win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to take a shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/Brian, B-R-I-A-N, for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel, official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Must apply profit boost token on select market. Prize pool to be split equally among all eligible participants who made the correct first or last touchdown pick. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 21 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lanville, are you playing all Prince in honor of John Walton joining us?
That's not Prince.
This is not Prince. This is MJ.
That's Michael Jackson, though.
All right, that was a left hand up. Mistake.
Oh.
You have played a ton of Prince.
I played multiple Prince songs just because Prince is good.
Well, you better play something for John Walton. That's
all. Jeff Walker hates Prince.
Well, play it all day then. Other than when. Play it a lot of it because John loves it. To hell with Jeff.
Everybody loves it except Jeff.
Oh.
Left hand up. I did make a mistake. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. Question is, how does Washington beat the Bears? It's pretty open-ended. You can answer it any way you want. Maybe it's on the alumni. Let's go to Dom in Chicago. Dom, how does Washington get the dub this week?
That defense, man, because they showed me that last defensive stand that the defense is real, man. They back. The brotherhood is real. They plan for one another. When Ja'Cory made that fumble. You all couldn't see it, but sitting at home watching TV, the camera showed him when Chargers trying to score. He had that concerned look on his face. I'm saying to myself, don't worry about it, man. Defense got you. They're not going to let him score. And they stopped him from scoring, saying, we got your back, brother, because you took us here. You brought us this far. So I think the defense is playing top-notch now, man, and offense definitely going to be there. So it's going to all be about the defense.
Defense. There you go. Appreciate it, man. Right. You know, they did kind of return the favor on that fumble. Took till the goal line. You know what I mean?
It was good. I mean, they stopped them.
Right. Eventually, they did stop them.
They're tough. Phone lines inside the red zone.
Sure. Sure. I'll look up those numbers. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. How does Washington beat the Bears? Let's go to our guy, Jonesy. What's up, Jonesy?
What's up, all ears? What's happening, Dirty 30? How you feeling this morning?
I'm good, bro. What's up with you?
This is what has to happen. What has to happen is we got to move that ball up and down the field, but this time, unlike last year, score touchdowns, not field goals. Get off the field, defense, on third downs or before, fight in between the trenches, because when you hit Caleb Williams, I watched a couple of those games this year that he was in. When you hit this guy, he's a jittery guy practically the whole game. So they wanted to go after him quick, fast, and early and get him make him uncomfortable. Make him uncomfortable. We can win the game. That's right. We don't want to put this thing all on Jedi 5 this year. We want a team convincing win. I'm tired of these fans running around here for the Chicago Bears talking about y'all got a lucky win. No, we want no lucky win this year, and it wasn't a lucky win last year. It was a JD 5 win because that kid played all the way down to the daggone last whistle. So we want a statement win this year, because so therefore I can thumb my nose at these daggone Chicago fans that live in the area now. Other than that, fellas, I'm out. Y'all have a lovely day. I love that Prince Michael Jackson energy y'all bringing. Keep it up. Sorry about that, J-Walk. You my boy, but...
Man, you got to apologize, Jeff. Yeah.
Thank you for the call. It is pretty remarkable.
Landfield and JPO, they got to play old songs on this show, man.
If you look at last year's game, Washington probably should have – it never should have come down to a Hail Mary.
No, it shouldn't have.
Like, just first downs, Washington had 23 first downs to the Bears 15. I mean, the yardage, all average per play, Washington was 6.7, Chicago was 5.1.
You ever seen golf when people put the little heart monitor on the guys to see how the thing goes? When I left from the suite to walk down to the tunnel, you could see how hyped I was. When I got down to the tunnel and things had gone wrong, you could see how my heart was pumping out of my chest. All of a sudden, I think they scored or something, then we get the ball back. I'm pissed. I went from being in the dumps to when that ball left Jaden's hand and dropped into Noah's hand, straight elation. I guarantee if somebody would have said, this dude here could have had a heart attack at that moment, because it was way up here, way down, way up, way down. We don't need to have all that. All that fluctuation, we don't need that. When you get up, you find a way to make them make mistakes. You don't make mistakes. Because we were making the mistakes. You know, like you said, we got all those field goals. Why? False starts in the red zone. Can't have false start in the red zone. If you got a third and short, then all of a sudden it should not be third and six or third and eight. Those things were happening to us.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
Sometimes you just got to buckle down on your own end.
Yeah,
right?
That's it.
We're going down south, B.
Down south?
Very, very, very far south.
How far?
The southern hemisphere. Josh, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Mitch. B-Mitch, Hall of Famer. And Jimmy Patrick, you know you can't call me out, and then I won't call in.
That's my guy. How you doing, bud?
Wait, what time is it in Australia?
Tomorrow.
It's about 2:36 in the morning.
Wow. It's tomorrow, dog. We're calling the future.
God. Yeah.
Josh, since you're in the future.
I gave you the hot tip the other week. I said, do not take the 17 points on Maryland. It's too many points. Or do not give.
You were right about that.
Look, we got it. Yeah, see? It's what living in the future does to you.
All right, well then, tell us how Washington beats Chicago.
We get up by 21, and then we throw that exact same Hail Mary play just to rub it in their faces so that all those fans could cry for the rest of the season again.
What if that were to happen? Somebody's up by 21 and throw a Hail Mary at the end of the game.
Hey, Josh, let me ask you this, dude, because I love your perspective on this stuff. In this, it seems like Bears fans are desperate to have a rivalry with Washington fans, like at least on social media. Like they're always trying to discount Jaden's success and hype up Caleb's success. And then there's also like the Ben Johnson angle to all of this, right? Who do you dislike more, Ben Johnson or Bears fans?
Bears fans.
Why?
Because they're living in a world of regret because we got the better quarterback. Ben Johnson made the wrong choice. I mean, that's fine. We got the better head coach. Bears fans are just angry because they regret not taking Jedi Fight.
It might be that simple.
Got a point.
All right, man. Well, we appreciate you calling from the future. Take care down there.
Did you set an alarm to make sure you can call?
Yeah. Are you just up?
No. Coming off a second shift.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Gotcha. All right, bro.
Watch out for all those animals over there. All them poisonous.
It's all good. We love them.
All right, man.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you, Josh. Thanks for calling in, man. Who do you dislike more? These Bears fans trying to make this a rivalry or Ben Johnson?
I don't think of either one of them. They don't waste my time. If you choose to use your life to be worried about something you had no control over, fine with you. And if you decide that you wanted to give up a good opportunity to come and coach a team because you was going to wait on something later on in life, I want to continue being offensive coordinator. Nobody wants to just stay being offensive coordinator. They want to go get the chance. You know, I think he thought he was going to dictate to people, and he couldn't. So he tried to keep face by trying to act whatever. Fine. I don't care about either one of them.
So the B. Mitch and Finley AAA poll of the day is Commanders fans, who do you dislike more, Ben Johnson or Bears fans? This is a landfill special if there ever was one. The B. Mitch and Finley AAA poll of the day is brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/Commanders. For me, there is a weird amount of Bears fans just in the mentions all the time. I like Danny Ruye calling Ben Johnson a twerp. He has had some twerpish behavior, but that doesn't define who he is. I mean, maybe he'll kind of get
it
that.
It might.
I feel like Jeff might be a really good sounding board on this, and then if we have time, we'll take some calls on it. Who annoys you more? But Jeff, who are you more annoyed by, the Bears fans or how Ben Johnson has acted?
Oh, the Bears fans for sure. They have not. I had to learn self-control because they have not stopped talking about Jaden since the draft happened, since the Hail Mary. And they just be like, dude, why is this even coming across my timeline? I don't even follow any Bears fans. And it's like, yo, it's at the point now I dislike Bears fans more than I dislike Philly and Dallas fans. And they're in our division. It's just because, like, they just can't stop talking about the Washington Commanders. It's insanity.
When they put their nose in somebody else's business, that make you hate them more. Because they shouldn't even care about what's happening down here.
Keep my name out
but
your mouth.
Seem and when to I be mean, worried.
Go ahead, my bad.
No, you're good. Go ahead.
When I mean always, oh man, after the Green Bay game. All I seen was, oh, and y'all think he better than Caleb, Jaden this. I'm like, yo, y'all didn't even play today. Like, why are you worried about us?
Yep, that's crazy, man. But, hey, we're going to take the phone calls on this, 800-636-1067. Take us a quick break here and we get back. Who do you dislike more, Ben Johnson or Bear fans? Let us know. Be Mr. Finley coming up.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I be Richard Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're taking your phone calls. Who do you hate more, Bears fans or Ben Johnson? For me, I can give a damn about both of them. I don't think about them until we start talking about them. We're going to go to the phone lines, and we're going to start off with my guy, Drew. Drew, who do you hate most, the Bears fans or their head coach?
So, Mitch, one, I don't really hate the Bears fans. I mean, I hate Dallas fans. I hate obnoxious Philly fans. The Bears are kind of irrelevant. I kind of feel sorry for them. They kind of still experiencing what we experienced for 20, 30 years. So I feel bad for Bears fans, but I don't hate them. As far as their coach, I think what he did last year when they were doing the interview and canceling it when people are on their way to see you, that's very unprofessional. But other than that, I don't think much of them either. I'm like you. I don't really care. I just want to beat the Bears.
All right, man. 866.
And you got a good question today, so I like that.
Good, man. Don't have us. I mean, Drew, don't have us putting you on one of these damn call segments. All right. Appreciate you, man. All right. 800-636-1067. Taking phone calls. Who you hate most? Bears fans. Or Ben Johnson. This is, I know it's troubling because every time we post something here in Commander's Land, Bears fans seem to have a comment about it. When we're not in their division, they shouldn't be concerned about us. You know, we could be talking to each other about something and they have the right to jump into it, they feel. So that I understand why you have a lot of fans may feel like that's despicable. I don't want to be dealing with these people, but the ultimate thing is you shouldn't care about none of them. If we were playing them in the NFC Championship game, then we can care. But right now, we're playing them in this game. We'll figure out what's going on. Which one, Landfill, is it anybody else on this call screen or that was just Drew?
Let's go to Rusty.
All right, Rusty, what's up, man?
Hey, D, what's going on, man? How are you?
Cool. How you doing, man?
Not too bad. I just wanted to touch real quick on how the Commanders beat the Bears, and that's if JT and I just happened to run into each other outside of the media elevator right outside Section 109. We did that last year, took a selfie, Hail Mary win, just saying. As far as the Bears,
how they gonna beat
never
them?
Gave that, – yeah, that's how we're going to beat them, by recreating our selfie from last year. But as far as the Bears fans go, I never thought about them either until I married a girl whose father was a Bears fan. And I think that it's kind of like what Drew was saying, man. Like, they've just never had a nice thing. And now, you know, they think they have a nice thing, and they want to tell us how nice their thing is compared to our nice thing. So that's,
but what makes them think we give a damn about their nice thing?
Well, that's the thing. They've never had it. So as soon as they've got it, they want to tell everybody, like, hey, you guys got a nice thing, but guess what? We got a nice thing. That summer, when Jaden wasn't named the starter, all I heard from my father-in-law was how well Caleb knows the offense and how he can do it without a wristband and how they're going to let him call audibles. All that stuff died when he saw that Hail Mary in front of his own two eyes.
Mm. All right, Rusty. Appreciate it, man.
All right, fellas.
All right. Danfield, who we got next?
We got Daryl.
Daryl, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Doing good, bro.
Hey, so I just wanted to chime in on what Jeff was saying earlier. I think it's definitely the Chicago Bears fans. I mean, they're putting someone in that water down there, dude. Like, the obsession with Jaden Daniels is weird. Like, it's weird. And I've always been the guy you know, I'm a diehard Skins fan my whole life. I've always been a guy that said, like, the Eagles fans are the worst. Chicago is right there, dude. Like, they're right there. Uh-huh. They don't stop talking about them. It's annoying. I hope we beat them by 20 on Monday just to shut them up. That's all I got to say, fellas. Take care.
I appreciate it. But, you know, it's like this. Like, if when you start talking about something that has nothing to do with you, you're showing, like, either your jealousy or whatever. You know, I think that's the ultimate thing where people begin to feel like, oh, we don't care, but they talk about you every day. Damn, you're living in their heads. Let's go to D.C. Check out Tom. Tom, what's going on, bro?
Hey, how's it going?
Going well.
I don't have any hate towards the Bears fans or the coach. But what I will say about winning this game, we need more consistency from our secondary, especially Lattimore. We played that Atlanta game. He gave up a lot of big plays. And, you know, we just need that secondary to step up and be big. My second thing is we need to see more from Chris Rodriguez. He is a big-time back. He doesn't play enough. We need him out there. And then my third thing is more flexibility from Cliff on play calling. Sometimes his play calling is really stale. And those are my three things. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate your call. But I think, like Rodriguez, when they put him on the field, he's performed. I mean, he can't control how much time they're playing, but when he's out there, he's balled every time. Let's go to Landover Hills. Check out Mark. Mark, who do you hate most, Bears fans or Ben Johnson?
Well, top of the day to you, Brian, and I gotta go with my friend B. Mitch and say that I don't really give a darn about either one of them. I just want to win the game and listen to you guys and listen to your candor and share our views on it and learn from one another, and especially learn from you from playing the game. And that's what makes life good, man. And as far as the Bears fans and their new head coach goes, man, they're from. Well, I'm from Missouri. Show me. You know, show me what you got, you know?
All right. I'm with you on that, bro. Thank you very much. Listen, the
hey,
thing
have
of it.
Good day, B. Take care of yourself, right,
you
buddy.
Too. We care about our team, okay? And we're going to pull for our team. And hopefully they get things corrected. I think we just talked with Tom from D.C. Tom, you notice when they get pressure, the secondary plays a lot better. When they don't get pressure, the secondary looks a little bit more bad. look bad. Okay, the ultimate thing is they need to play for each other, they need to play together, complementary football. The coverage helps out the rush, and the rush helps out the coverage. It's not always on one person, no matter what. If a quarterback can take a seven-step drop, double hitch, and hadn't gotten any pressure, I don't know many cornerbacks that are going to hold that guy. So I understand a lot of people want to go at Lattimore, but you look at when he struggles, you don't see a lot of pressure going on the quarterback as well. So I'm going to take a quick break here, but you need to be caller number 10 right now, the 800-636-1067, to win a pair of tickets for the Washington Capitals Friday, October 17th versus Minnesota. All fans in attendance will receive a rally towel. For tickets and complete Capitals schedule, visit thefandc.com, courtesy of the Washington Capitals. Caller number 10 right now.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.